Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space on our essentials news offering, TXF spoke with Daryl Boyd, CEO at TM Geothermal Operations, to outline the progress and challenges of procuring and financing the 150-megawatt Tulu Moye geothermal power project in Ethiopia amid the coronavirus pandemic, the country's first independent power producer. On our essentials news offering in the project and export space, sponsors of the $123.5 million 60-megawatt Gobit wind farm in Djibouti, Africa Finance Corporation, Climate Fund Managers, FMO, and state-owned Great Horn Investment Holding have tapped an additional guarantee from MIGA to back the scheme. And large Italian companies have requested 18.5 billion euros in state-guaranteed loans to weather the coronavirus crisis. Over in the commodity finance world, on our third-party news tracker service, Phoenix Commodities, a trader of agricultural products with offices in Dubai and Singapore, is being liquidated after amassing more than $400 million in potential trading losses, according to a document prepared by the liquidators. Saudi Aramco is looking to restructure its deal to acquire a controlling stake in petrochemicals maker SABIC after a more than 40% drop in SABIC's value following a slump in oil prices in the coronavirus pandemic. And China's Shandong Gold Mining has agreed to buy Canadian junior TMAC resources for around $149 million. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, Texel Group has expanded both its structured and bespoke solutions in-house legal teams with two new hires, Paul Petkoff and Carrie Radford. And Citi has named Vishal Kalpur as the new head of its Treasury and Trade Solutions unit in Hong Kong, its largest APAC market in the space. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.